Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, December 28th, and this is MEC Communications Vice Chairperson Mary Garten reporting. On January 7th, 2010, our contract became amendable. In 10 days, United Management will be 1 year late with our new contract. We will be picketing at each domicile location as well as Portland, Oregon, and Cleveland to protest the failure of United Management to negotiate a new contract a year after ours became amendable. On Friday, January 7th, we urge you to stand together to demonstrate to management our resolve to achieve an industry-leading agreement. The new management, much like the old, has not discussed the improvements that are due to us, seemingly only interested in offering more concessionary proposals and delaying our new contract. We will gather and protest management's continued advancement of concessions and reject their belief that flight attendants are willing to settle for less. As our airline moves forward with the merger with Continental, our new management has a limited opportunity to make good on their promise to change the stalled dynamic of these negotiations and make a positive change to the abysmal labor relations that has plagued us for far too long. Join us on January 7th as we deliver the message to our new management. Enough with the rhetoric, start acting like an industry-leading carrier, and get to work on negotiating a contract that recognizes the value flight attendants bring to United. Our latest contract negotiation survey remains open and will be available for you to provide your feedback through January 18th. The survey is focused on continuing to gather your feedback for our ongoing Section 6 negotiations. We can't stress enough the importance of your feedback to affirm the priorities of our negotiating committee. Your participation is the key to sending a message to management that we reject the notion of concessions in our negotiations and are unwilling to pay for improvements to one area of our contract through the destruction of our contractual work rules or benefits. Management is convinced that you are unaware of the value you bring to the success of this airline and are willing to make additional sacrifices. Make no mistake, despite how management would like you to think otherwise, this is not about a tit for tat. These negotiations are about making improvements to our compensation, benefits, and quality of life based upon the priorities you have identified throughout these negotiation surveys, town hall roadshows, and the feedback you have provided to your local leadership. We won't know what your priorities are unless you take the time to participate in the process. We strongly encourage you to take part in a survey and urge your peers to do likewise. As a reminder, the December 16th paycheck is the last paycheck we will receive in 2010. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Monday, January 3rd, 2011. Please keep this in mind as you plan for your finances for the first of the new year. There are 3 days remaining to use your 2010 uniform points, which will expire at 23:59 Central Time on December 31st, 2010. To avoid ordering items on New Year's Eve, we encourage you to use any remaining points you have for this year in advance of the deadline, as points will not roll over into next year. As we reported previously, until the implementation of the new uniform, production on some current uniform items will be restarted. We have worked with Cintas to establish a process where you can place an order for these pieces with your 2010 uniform points, even though some current uniform items are being manufactured and are not planned for delivery until late spring or early summer of 2011. In other words, you will have the ability to backorder uniform items not yet manufactured using your current point allocation. Please contact your domicile uniform coordinator if you have questions or need additional assistance not available through Cintas customer service. You can view your point balance, place an order, or track your last order on the Cintas website. You can access the Cintas website via the Useful Websites link found on our website. In January 2011, our local council election cycle begins again as New York Council 5, Los Angeles Council 12, Las Vegas Council 25 and Narita Council 38 present nomination ballots and conduct elections in the subsequent months for a new term of office beginning July 1, 2011. This union belongs to each of us, and one of the ways we make it work is through participation in our own local council elections to build our union as it was meant to be from the ground up. You make up our democratic union, your AFA. we encourage you to exercise your right to get involved and to elect a flying partner who you believe will best represent you. There were no negotiation sessions held last week. The parties will again meet in federal mediation the week of January 10th, 2011, and we expect to receive management's proposals on Section 33 benefits. Plan on joining us January 7th at one of our worldwide locations to demonstrate to the, quote, new, unquote, management that their concessionary proposals are unacceptable, the honeymoon is over, and it's time to get to work at the negotiating table. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.